It is time for us to check sports here on the Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. Good morning, everybody. Just some of the headlines that we'll take from the world of sports. How about this? The Dallas Cowboys have reached a $2.4 million settlement with four cheerleaders over claims the team executive secretly filmed them. Wow. Obviously, we'll go a little deeper into that. Once again, these sometimes headlines out of the National Football League are a little cumbersome and slow to come. Well, anyways, that is the Dallas Cowboys. The Minnesota Vikings have hired Kevin O'Connell. He's the offensive coordinator of the world champion Rams to be their next head coach. How about this? Jim Harbaugh has now reworked a five-year contract with Michigan. It looked like he was going to go to the NFL and coach in Minnesota, but he's reworked that contract that runs through the 2026 season, which is actually kind of cool for him and for the team. Financial terms were not disclosed by either sides. He took a pay cut last year of the after the Wolverines went 2-4 and the pandemic abbreviated 2020 season. Of course, they bounced back in 2021, winning the Big Ten for the first time since 2004 and earning the school's first bid to the college football playoffs. The Wolverines were 12-2 last year. Taking a look at some other sports news, once again, Major League Baseball still mired in the muck of their potential strike, which now looks like it's no longer a potential. Of course, teams are not allowed on the field to practice, and with the lockout going on, there's not really much to report about. The players responded yesterday to the club's plan in spring training, and like I said, when you take a look at the negotiations and what's going on, it's not very good. The Players Association notified management that it was ready to respond to the offer that was made last weekend. There's little chance the exhibition games will start as scheduled on February 26th, and the work stoppage after that will threaten opening day, which is March 31st, because there's 21 to 28 days of training and additional time to report to go through, along with COVID-19 protocols. So an agreement by the end of February or early March is needed for the clubs to start on time. But the players and owners remain far apart on luxury tax thresholds and rate. They have major differences on revenue sharing and also differences on how to address players' allegations of service time manipulations. Major League Baseball says it's opposed to any increase in salary arbitration eligibility or reduction in revenue sharing. They proposed a luxury tax threshold from $210 million last year to $214 million for 2022 and 23. Players have proposed a $245 million luxury tax threshold for this year, which would rise to $273 million by 2026. So it does not look like baseball is going to be a high priority for either the players or the owners right now, as we look towards hopefully the start of a Major League Baseball season. Taking a look at other sports, we'll take a look at the NBA. Yesterday, we'll see if any of our local teams played. Yesterday in the NBA, the Nets defeated the Knicks 111-106, and the Celtics fell to the Pistons 112-111. So, not good news for New York fans or Boston fans, as a matter of fact. Yesterday in the National Hockey League, once again, let's take a look and see if any of our clubs played yesterday. No. Coming up today, the Rangers take on the Red Wings. The Bruins take on the Islanders. That is today. And going back to take a look at the standings, the Bruins are now in fourth place in the Atlantic Division. They have 58 points. And in the Metropolitan Division, the Rangers have fallen to third place. They have 66 points, 4 points behind the Penguins, and 2 points behind the Hurricanes. And that is a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.